convene the Senate Transportation Committee to order for April 4th, 2014 at 1:31 p.m. With me today, Senator French, Senator Bishop, myself, Chair, Senator Dennis Egan, and Senator Dyson is on his way. With us today for committee staff for transportation, Dana Owen, Secretary Ann Krickelberg, and teleconference operator Alex Giudice. Close enough. Sorry. Only one piece of legislation on the agenda today, and that is H.J.R. 10, Constitutional Amendment, Transportation Fund. We've also been joined by Vice Chair Senator Fred Dyson. And the sponsor of the bill, if Representative Wilson, if you can get up and speak briefly to the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Representative Peggy Wilson from House District 33, and I want you all to know that I don't take lightly changing our Constitution, but if you remember, this is a reinstatement of a provision that's been already in place and was in place at statehood. And I believe that the voters deserve an opportunity to decide on reinstating a dedicated transportation fund. So today, I hope that we can move this resolution out of committee, because we all would like to see this constitutional amendment on the ballot in November. Thank you.
Questions from committee members.
Can I just ask a quick question? I know I think the bill's getting ready to leave, but I just wanted to ask, and I think I may have forgotten to ask last time, can you just give me some more of that historical background? Because I think that's interesting that there was a provision, and was it in our Constitution about transportation, or was it in statute, or just a few details about that?
It actually was in the Constitution, and when they met in Fairbanks, they tried to decide that maybe a dedicated funds would, if there was a lot of dedicated funds, then they wouldn't be able to maybe manage down the line because there wouldn't be enough money to run the state. But they did decide that there were already two transportation funds in existence before we became a state. One was for roads and one was for ferries and harbors, water and harbors, and so we're combining both of them into one. But they grandfathered those in because of the fact that they thought that no matter what where the money was at in the state, that we would always need to provide transportation and good infrastructure.
So just if I could follow up, Mr. Chairman, just so I'm sure I understand the record, were those dedicated funds in the territorial statutes?
I'm not sure about that, but I do know it was in the Constitution because when the state, or they added it into the Constitution because when the state raised the gas tax from, I believe it was from 3 cents to 5 cents, they thought, oh, they're going to have all this money and we really didn't need it anymore, and so they did away with it then. And that's why we have to reintroduce it now.
So it was in the Constitution, and then it got taken out.
Yes.
When did it get taken out?
Well, what year was it? 1963.
I'll be darned. Okay, very much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dyson.
And so they went through this whole rigorous process to amend the Constitution, take out the transportation fund?
I wish Mark Hickey was the Commissioner of Transportation at the time, and he can tell you the whole history. I can't remember for sure how that all came about, but I think that there was something about the drafters thought that they had to get rid of that in order to get the tax increased. And there was an argument about whether they did or didn't, and so they got rid of it just in case they did have to do it.
So if I may continue.
Senator Dyson. So
I think your answer, I asked you, did they go through the rigorous constitutional amendment process? And your answer was that they were doing several things. And is it your position then that this, along with some other things, were part of a rigorous constitutional amendment that the people voted on?
No, they did not vote on it. The legislature just... It wasn't a whole constitutional process that they went through. I don't know how they did it, but they did it through legislation, but it wasn't like the people had to vote on it. That never happened.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator French.
I've made myself a note to do some research on the history of the constitutional provisions relating to transportation. And I can do that, in the odd hour or two that we have between now and the next time this bill has a hearing.
Oh, could you know, through the chair.
I'm not suggesting we hold it. I mean, I'm just saying I'm, you know.
If we can move it on, because we've only got 3 weeks left.
I understand.
Senator French, anything further? Senator Dyson.
Chairman, I move that pass from committee CS for House Joint Resolution number 10, finance version, I believe, /C version we should be working from.
Yes.
So that's 28-LSO0133/C. With individual recommendations, and I suspect a fiscal note, must have a fiscal note, attached fiscal notes.
Right, it's there.
And,
yeah. Is there objection? Seeing none, take a brief at ease. Transportation back in session, and if there's nothing else to come before the Transportation Committee, we're adjourned.